Lightning 100. That is Parker Millsap. What a great tune that is of his. And of course, Parker Millsap is going to be out at Ryman Auditorium. We'll get to see him there on Sunday. Buddy Miller and friends. It's Americana at the Ryman. And Buddy Miller just got here. Tony Joe White is here. We're going to get a little taste of what you can hear inside of Ryman this Sunday. And I got some tickets to give away. We'll see Elizabeth Cook as well, Leanne Womack, the McCrary sisters, and who knows what else Buddy Miller's got up his sleeve. We're coming back with Buddy Miller and Tony Joe White live on Lightning 100 and your chance to win your way into the Ryman this Sunday right here on Nashville's Independent Radio, Lightning 100.
A new roots music tradition starts this summer. Americana at the Ryman brings your favorite newcomers and veterans to the Mother Church each Sunday night, July 15th through August 19th. It's a music revival like no other. The series kicks off July 15th with Grammy Award winner Buddy Miller and friends. Buddy Miller is a community organizer like no other, and he's bringing an all-star lineup for this one-of-a-kind and one-time-only show, including country songbird Leanne Womack, the slithery swamp master Tony Joe White, and the soulful gospel quartet, the McCrary Sisters. Oh, and that's not all. Buddy's also invited out the truth-telling moonshiner's daughter, Elizabeth Cook, and the propulsive songsmith, Parker Millsap. I've been walking the fine line. Tickets for the July 15th Americana at the Ryman Show with Buddy Miller and friends are on sale now at Ryman.com.
Germantown Pub, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways.
Slow down, bud. This obsession with Germantown Pub is going a bit far.
Disagree. This is real love. They have specials every day of the week. From 6 to close on Mondays, they have $6 mules and $1 wings.
Oh, man, and those are award-winning wings.
And it gets better. Germantown Pub is ending the week with boozy brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. $4 mimosas and Bloody Marys on the porch. Doesn't get any better than that.
Actually, it does. They have free parking.
Check out Germantown Pub, 708 Monroe Street.
Tennessee Brewworks, creating finely tuned craft beer in Nashville, Tennessee. We are proud to call the great state of Tennessee home to the Tennessee Brewworks Brewery and Taproom. Located in downtown Nashville, just off the beaten path, we work hard to create delicious craft beer while capturing the essence of our land and culture in all of our brews. Consuming locally is becoming a way of life for many of us. Farm fresh ingredients taste wonderful and are better when consumed near the source. That's why we like to work with local farmers such as Delvin Farms, Bloomsbury Farm, Strange Honey Farm, and Beatty Farms to create our beers. They make everything more delicious and we're putting right back into our own community too. Love your local farmers and brewers and enjoy Tennessee Brewworks finely tuned craft beer at your local bars, restaurants, convenience stores, and grocery stores. Tennessee Brewworks, creating finely tuned craft beer in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. For more info, visit us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or tnbrew.com. That's tnbrew.com. Cheers.
Coming up Saturday, July 21st and Sunday the 22nd, Nisolo's annual sample sale is back. Nisolo is a local Nashville brand committed to delivering ethically made shoes and accessories rooted in quality, versatility, and comfort without the traditional retail markup. Shop up to 70% off at their showroom at 1803 9th Avenue North. Lightning 100 listeners, use code LIGHTNING15 for an extra 15% off your purchase. Can't make the sale? Visit nisolo.com to shop year-round. That's N-I-S-O-L-O, Nisolo. Solo.com. Mark your calendar for the third annual Rockin' for Rhinos at Mercy Lounge, July 26th, presented by the Nashville Zoo AZAC chapter. Help us save the rhinos by coming out and enjoying short sets by some of Nashville's best local bands. This year's show features Great Peacock, Pet Envy, The Aqueducts, Tails, Forest Fire Gospel Choir, Creature Comfort, Bear Heart, all of these years I've wasted my time. Temple Wildlife, Fox Grid. Tickets for the show are just $10 in advance, or purchase a VIP ticket to meet the Nashville Zoo's ambassador animals before the concert. All proceeds go directly to the conservation of all 5 endangered rhinoceros species, 2 of which have less than 100 left in the wild. Rockin' for Rhinos, July 26th at Mercy Lounge. For tickets and more information, check out the calendar at lightning100.com.
You're listening to Lightning 100, presented by 1RPM.com. 1RPM is a global leader in digital music distribution. Music consumption is constantly changing. That's why it's important to partner with a company that knows what it takes to be successful. From distribution and marketing to rights management and audience growth, 1RPM has you covered. Learn more today at 1RPM.com.
We are 18 minutes here into the 2 o'clock hour. It's Thursday, July 12th. Lieutenant Dan live in the 1RPM studio and bringing in Buddy Miller and Tony Joe White. Welcome over to Lightning 100. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
All right. I'm excited to have you here on the show today. And, of course, we are all pumped up for Americana at the Ryman. This is the kickoff of the series. It's a six-week series out there. And Buddy Miller, did they call you up and say, hey, put this thing together? Did you have a role in this too much? Or?
You know, it must have been a lapse in somebody's judgment. Yeah, I got asked if I wanted to do the first show and who I'd like to invite. They just left it up to me. And whoa.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
No, you're good. I'm going to have you lean into that microphone
yeah.
a little bit there.
Okay.
It's
I'm right on it now. Is that better for you?
Yes, sir. Okay. All right, we're good there.
So yeah, they did ask me, you know, they said do whatever you want. So I couldn't, Tony Joe White was the first name that came into my mind. After that, it was easy. I mean, he's one of my heroes. He's sitting right here, the greatest songwriter, singer, everything about him, the soulful cat. The McCrary sisters I worked with for the last 15 years. And they're kind of a Nashville, just sacred ground in Nashville. Their father, Sam McCrary, started the Fairfield Four back, I think, in the late 20s. And they're just still singing with everybody. And Elizabeth Cook, dear friend, amazing songwriter and singer. And Leanne Womack, there's not a greater voice here on earth. She blows my mind. And Parker Millsap, it's going to be a really good show.
It is definitely going to be a great show. We're really excited about
maybe
this one.
Maybe a surprise here and there, too.
All right, with some surprises. Well, we get to give away a pair of tickets to it. I'm excited about that as well. It's Buddy Miller and Friends, Americana at the Ryman, the first of a six-week series, this Sunday, 7:30 p.m., and Tony Joe White is here. He's going to play a song. Buddy Miller's going to do one, too, though. Buddy, why don't we start off with one of your songs here. What would you like to play first today for us?
I think I'll play something old that I know that I might not mess up. A song that I wrote with my wife, and actually Leanne Womack recorded it years back. I called "Does My Ring Burn Your Finger?" When I gave you my heart, it was not what you wanted. Now the walls say your name and the pictures are haunted. Does my ring burn your finger? Does my love weigh you down? Was a promise too much to keep around? Well, I remember your words, and I can't keep from crying. I could never believe that your kisses were lying. Was there something from the past buried in a shallow grave? Did you think it was too far gone to save? Say that
It's just me in the night, and I'm so brokenhearted. I just wait in the dark here for my dearly departed. Did my ring burn your finger? Did my love weigh you down? Was a promise too much to keep around? Hey.
Lightning 100, that is Buddy Miller live here in the 1 RPM studio. It's Buddy Miller and Friends bringing Americana at the Ryman this Sunday, featuring Tony Joe White, Leanne Womack, McCrary Sisters, Parker Millsap, and Elizabeth Cook with probably some tricks up his sleeve. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets before we let him out of the studio here. All right, I gotta plug this in, so this is going to make just a little bit of noise for you guys here, but we're just going to do it. All right, now we are in. Okay, excellent. Hey, it's live radio, and that's a beautiful thing. Live independent radio.
That's great.
One of the last ones. Not a lot of independent stations left here in the country, and we are lucky enough to be doing this thing in Nashville, Tennessee. I mean, we've got everything here in Nashville, all kinds of music. And grateful to have the Americana Association here, and happy to get to support them, because I really believe that without Americana in our veins, we're not Lightning 100. I had John Prine in here on Monday, and he was hanging out with us. And I asked him the first time he came to Nashville, and he said it was 1977. He came here for a session. He said in 1980 he moved here. So John Prine is the class of 1980. And I want to know what year did you guys start calling Nashville, and what class are you guys?
Well, I'm still new here. It's 93 for me.
Class of 93?
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Tony Joe White?
Are you talking about moving?
Yeah.
Yeah, I moved up in 84.
Class of 84. All right. Well, we certainly are so lucky to have you here. And, you know, Buddy, I know you've got to work with so many of the folks that live here in the Nashville area, and some that don't live here. You were just talking about most recently working with Warren Treaty. Was that a lot of fun?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I was lucky enough to meet them, and got turned on to them by a mutual friend, Don Waz, and then I just got lost in their music. They write all their own songs. They're an incredible duo, and got to produce the record that's coming out, what is it now, like 3 or 4 weeks from now, something like that.
Yeah, I got to see them down at Bonnaroo and hear their story. It's just a powerful story.
Yeah, the story's incredible. The music's incredible. And they're the nicest folks you'll ever meet.
I feel like you probably have the honor of most of the time working with nice folks, I'd say. Is that true?
Life is too short to do anything other than that.
I know you produced a record for the Wood Brothers, and I saw you on stage, of course, at the Americana Honors and Awards show. You're usually kind of the ringleader of the house band there, and had a Chris Wood up there playing the bass at least the past year or two, I think.
The Wood Brothers, they're amazing, aren't they? I mean, both of them, Oliver, I just love his singing and their songwriting together. And they're incredible. And Chris, yeah, he's one of the most powerful bass players around.
You spent a lot of time as an executive music producer of the TV show Nashville. Do you have great memories from that?
I do. I have memories from working on the pilot before it was picked up by ABC. Callie Corey called me. And I was out of the country, and it was just funny even how that happened. I just got one bar waiting to make a call on my phone when I was getting back, and as soon as I got one bar, it was her, and she called me instead of me getting to make my call, but she asked if I'd do music for this show she was working on, and I guess ABC was involved at that point. Yeah, it was a pilot for them, and we did this song, If I Didn't Know Better, that was just beautiful song written by... which one of the Civil Wars right now? I couldn't tell you. But It's and we did a few other songs for the pilot, and lo and behold, it got picked up. I worked with T-Bone for the first season, then took over for him seasons 2, 3, and 4 as executive music producer, and loved every minute of it.
Well, you know, it felt like living here in Nashville. I came in 97, and so we've seen a lot of things change, you know, in the past 20 years. And it felt like this TV show Nashville is tied to the fertilizer that felt like it was being spread on our city and all this tourism.
Fertilizer. You're saying that in not a good way?
No, a positive way, right?
Okay, because you can look at it either way, and I think I'd go along with you either way there too. Yeah, I'd hate to think that it contributed to some of the, you know, it's been a good thing.
Buddy Miller and friends, it's Americana at the Ryman this Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. We've been waiting for a while for this one. It's the first of a 6-part series. How about your friend here, Tony Joe White? When did you first cross paths with Tony Joe White?
I could tell you when I crossed paths with his music. It was a long time before we met, and that was when, you know, the first Monument Records came out, and every one of them were something else, man. You are one of the it's to me. I hope that's okay to say on the radio.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's nobody like him.
Yeah.
And if you hang around him long enough, you'll start talking really a lot slower and lower.
I was one of the lucky souls inside Ryman Auditorium Halloween when Foo Fighters played. And it was, I imagine it was a little bit past your bedtime. It was past mine. It was like 2:00 in the morning, something crazy. They brought you out on stage for Poke Salad Annie.
Yeah.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was fun. We had, you know, we had done the David Letterman show together. And when I got back home, they called and wanted to come out and check out how I go about cooking fish outside in a pot, you know? They said, man, we'd love to do that. So I had caught a bunch of crappie and had them froze up. I got home and it was Dan and who all was it?
Dave?
Dave and his bodyguard. And anyway, it was going to be them two. And I had everything lined out to cook. And Jody called me and said, man, you better have a wagon load of fish. I said, why? And he said, 14 people's coming. He brought them all.
Well, I bet that was a lot of fun. It was certainly a...
So we kind of followed the Ryman, the show it over there with a fish fry. And they said, when we get over and play, let's don't do it like Letterman to the minute. Said, how about a 15-minute version of Poke Salad?
That's awesome, man.
It's
being out there in that crowd, it's a memory I'll never forget. Very grateful, grateful to get into that show. I had to go for a single. Couldn't get a pair of tickets to that one. It was a tough ticket to get. Tell us about this song, Bad Mouth, and you're going to play. This is going to be on a new record coming out September 28th, but it's not a new song necessarily.
It's pretty close to maybe the first tune I wrote. I had wrote a little bit of Poke, some of the rap in it, and then all of a sudden this tune came out, Bad Mouth, and I kind of finished it. It was kind of a boogie. And we went down to Mike Allen, Texas, by the border, and there's a studio down there where you could cut a song for $15 a piece, a song. So we laid it down just to see how my voice sounded on the... And they made a little reel-to-reel, and Jody dug it out of the archive somewhere. My son, Jody, who's producing this new album, and he said, man, we got to get... Got to get Bad Mouthing on this new album, because the album has, you know, Jimmy Reed, Lightnin' Hopkins, John Lee Hooker, Elvis Presley. I got to do one of Elvis's tunes.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so cool. Well, you're going to play it here, and I think this amp is from 1951?
1951, and it was my brother's amp he kept at his fishing cabin down in Louisiana, and it was covered with moss and cottonmouth snakes and everything in the world. And he said, why don't you just take that back to Nashville where you, when you go, and clean it up? It'll still play. And it does.
All right. Well, let's hear it. We got Tony Joe White here in the Lightning 101 RPM studio. It's this Sunday. You can see him out at the Rhyme. We are going to give away tickets first, though. He's going to do Bad Mouthin' live here on Lightning 100.
Me something to eat. You walk into the kitchen, stand at my feet, and you start bad mouthing me. Yeah, you bad mouthing me, baby. You keep bad mouthing, baby, sure gonna put you down.
Lightning 100, Tony Joe White live here in the 1 RPM studio. He's going to be out at the Ryman this Sunday. It's Americana at the Ryman, 7:30 p.m. Buddy Miller and friends with Tony Joe White, Leanne Womack, the McCrary sisters, Parker Millsap, and Elizabeth Cook. You can get tickets over at the Ryman website. You can also head to buddymiller.com and tonyjoewhite.com. That is one of the tracks that is going to be coming out on the Bad Mouthin' record. September 28th, we'll be getting that new one, and imagine we'll hear some songs from it this Sunday inside of the Ryman. We were talking about, Buddy, you mentioned this Parker Millsap record is just so
it's
good.
Incredible. The new Parker record, yeah. They're all, Parker's records are really great, and this one just goes a little bit further in a certain direction, and he's playing electric guitar, and it's, man, it's a great record, great songs.
He came down, we got to chat with him, he came in, we set up a hay bale studio at Bonnaroo, because it's a farm, so you got to use hay for soundproofing, right?
Yeah,
and
that works.
And he came in and did a session for us, and we got to chat with him, and he's young, early 20s, moved here a couple years ago from Oklahoma, yeah. And just really, really talented. And then we got to see the Opry at Bonnaroo. It's one of
you
the
were
only,
talking about that. I can't believe it.
One of the only times it has ever left its home, and so that was pretty special getting to see Old Crow Medicine Show, and it was
Old Crow. Oh, that's great for Bonnaroo. Yeah, Old Crow. I'm sure it's the first time a lot of that audience there had ever seen an Opry show too.
Yeah, it was absolutely spectacular.
Did Eddie Stubbs come down?
They did the show. I talked to Ketch about it, and of course Ketch Secors is kind of a historian on all kinds of things. He said it was only the second time and the first time since the 40s that they'd taken the show on the road. So that was definitely pretty special. But this Americana at the Ryman Show is going to be special. I imagine we'll see you as well at the Americana Honors and Award Show.
Yeah.
This year. Usually,
I'll be there with the band.
Usually we can count on you there and all kinds of special guests. I mean, all the people we've seen there over the years. It's just kind of unbelievable. And a lot of folks you've got to work with. I mean, when we talk about, Patty Griffin having Robert Plant singing BGVs inside of the Ryman. You got to work with Patty and, of course, with Robert Plant. And
yeah, I've been very lucky.
It's a good hang. Well, we appreciate you coming in today. And I think right now we're going to give tickets. If you'd like to get into the Ryman this Sunday, I can give you a pair of passes if you're the third caller through right now at 615-777-5100. I hear she's running for sheriff.